The Sundance Film Festival has been around for decades, and now New Hope is making a name for itself. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. I want to thank my good man, Al War, and Michelle Heidi for their contribution to the show. Vincent Orlina says, never said I should have. Hey, it is the first day of summer, but today is not the day to enjoy the outdoors until after the evening. Because of the cold orange, take care of yourself, take care of your friends, take care of your family. Look into them. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntJibberReady.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Cleveland fans have a lot to celebrate after the Cavaliers take down Golden State 93-89 in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. About 30,000 people gathering downtown to celebrate the city winning an NBA championship for the first time in more than a half century. NBA Finals MVP LeBron James saying they never lost faith despite trailing 3-1 in the series.
I was just true to that. I believed, and nobody else believed besides the other 14 guys and our coaching staff and our fans. So just going out and executing and putting things together and making plays, and we was able to do that.
The conversations police had with the gunman during the Orlando mass shooting will be made public. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch telling CNN State of the Union that limited transcripts of the three 911 calls made by Omar Mateen will be released today. He killed 49 people, injuring 53 more. This is USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, sweet pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese, the sandwich.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, sweet pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant-wich.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, you love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
For more tax-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Orlando is remembering last week's deadly terror attack at a gay nightclub. A candlelight vigil was held in the city yesterday, 1 week after the massacre that left 49 dead and over 50 injured. The gathering featuring community and religious leaders. Well, likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is set to meet with leaders of the NRA.
I want to just find out their thinking, because what I want, and I know what they want. They want it as much as anybody in the world. They want to make sure the terrorists don't get guns. And I know that something really good is going to come out of all of this.
Trump tells ABC's This Week that both he and the NRA agree that terrorists should not be able to get their hands on guns. The two sides, however, disagree on whether people on the terror watch list or no-fly list should be able to buy firearms. Well, it's no secret it's hot in Arizona, but yesterday's temperatures so hot that a plane en route from Houston to Phoenix had to turn around. The United Express flight not far from Sky Harbor International Airport when it was turned back, the company says, because of bad weather. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A Warriors fan is hospitalized after falling over a railing after Game 7 of the NBA Finals. USA Radio's Anthony Nocero has the details.
The man in his early 20s fell during some sort of altercation following the game between Golden State and Cleveland. NBA Bay Area reports the man fell from the upper concourse onto a section below. He was then reportedly taken from the arena on a stretcher and in a neck brace. It is unclear what caused the fall, and the incident is still under investigation. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Closing arguments begin today in the latest Freddie Gray-related trial. Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson facing a second-degree murder charge in connection with the death of Gray, who suffered a severe spinal injury in the back of a police van last year. On Friday, the defense called on fellow police officer Edward Nero, who testified that Gray was combative with officers and later heard loud banging coming from inside the van. Goodson did not testify. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on several major cases by the end of the month. The court looking at President Obama's immigration plan, the role of race in college admissions, and a law that makes it harder to get an abortion in Texas. The immigration case involves Obama's effort to give immigrants work permits instead of deportation notices. It's possible the court could split 4-4 on some issues because of the seat left vacant by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The court currently divided between liberal and conservative justices. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Code Orange air quality alert means that air pollution concentrations within the region may become unhealthy for sensitive groups. Sensitive groups include children, people suffering from asthma, heart disease, or lung disease, and the elderly. The effects of air pollution can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or exercise outdoors. It's 69 degrees, clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. In fact, you're not going to see much precipitation all week, except for Thursday. It is the first day of summer, and we're going to start off summer right. It's going to be sunny, hot, with a high in the lower 90s. Light and variable winds becoming southwest to 5 to 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny and chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Sunny highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 50% chance. Highs in the lower 70s on Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Friday. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Saturday. Mostly partly sunny, upper 80s on Sunday. Temperatures in our area: 71 in Clinton, 67 in Tewksbury, 65 in Ringo, 69 in Kingwood, 65 in Stockton, 72 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jimmy Radio Weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Home Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trail. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, folks, over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, which is by the Chamber of Commerce, all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It is summer. That is war. Kind of funny to have juxtaposed the name of the group with such a really cool laid-back song, but it works, doesn't it? It's hot today. Gonna have to be smart today. Let's not do anything silly. Tough weather. So make sure you aren't doing anything strenuous. It is time for us to look at traffic. See what's going on our Hunter County roads. Yes, HARTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. They'll be happy to send you alerts via email. It's a little quiet out there. We had congestion early this morning, 78 eastbound at exit 15 to 18. But that was at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm assuming that's all been taken care of. Drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on. We'll talk with her about the markets. They're dropping precipitously all last week. Not so good. And then we'll talk with Al War at 8:40. Al gives us insight into businesses in and around Huntington County that he interviews and highlights as part of his column for the Huntington County Democrat. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's, and he talks all about the tips, tricks, and advice that he uses in the kitchen over there at Jake's as the executive chef. Also, he teaches a class over at Polytech, and he brings all that advice and recipes to you. So who knows? He might have some summer recipes. At 2 o'clock, it's Mental Health Matters. It's Larry Cartwright. coming on over here from NAMI of Hunterdon, giving us insight into the people that need support for their brain injuries or brain illness. So Larry is an award-winning show, and he brings all that insight and great guests to talk about it. The Medical Center on the Air, Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air, is on from 3 to 4. Chris Phelan or Larry hosts that, and they talk about the people, places, and programs that are going on at the Hunterdon Medical Center, constantly evolving over there. Hot in Hunterdon, Georgine Trinkle talks about the viewpoints and topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And there's always some really great headlines that are happening. And finally, our anchor leg, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann is coming. She's here from 5 to 6. And she says, I don't think she's posted quite yet. That was last week. So we'll find out what she's got in store for us a little bit later on if I get it. But Ruth Ann always has a great show, talking to either musical guests or bringing some really interesting people that you need to get to know about. That is the entire Hunterdon Chamber.com lineup. It's all there in the Hunterdon Chamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Many of the shows also have their own Facebook pages, so you might want to check that out if you happen to have any that you really like. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's the Steve Miller Band helping me with BrandLax.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Animal Rights Awareness Week started on the 19th. Carpenter Ant Awareness Week. Might need to worry about them. Those guys will chew out the beams in your house, and before you know it, you're going to have to do some serious repairs. Lightning Safety Awareness Week, because some thunderstorms happening this week. Be aware of that. Old Time Fiddlers Week. Universal Fathers Week. Happy Father's Day to everybody yesterday. Meet a Mate Week started today. Watermelon Seed Spitting Week starts on the 23rd. Might be something to try out. Always good to have some watermelon around. It is Flitch of Bacon Day, Ride to Work Day for Motorcycles, Ryan Moran Day. It's the Summer Solstice, World Productivity Day, World Refugee Day, Anne and Samantha Day, National Coon Almond Day, Lambrusco Day, and American Eagle Day. Today in history, we'll learn about we adopted the crest of the United States with the eagle. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandLax.com. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media on the 17th reports that the new book features vintage postcards from Highbridge. So, you know, it's so rare that we have so much history in one place. Many of the other states do not have the same length of history that we do, at least documented history. Certainly they've been around just as long, but not documented. William Honoshevsky, Jr., a lifelong Hunterdon County resident, has put together a new book that highlights the history of Highbridge through postcards. The book, called Postcard History Series Highbridge, published by Arcadia Publishing, will be available on July 11th. Honoshevsky is an advocate for the protection of state's natural environment and historic heritage and has served on the New Jersey 350th Commission and the Union Forge Heritage Association. According to a news release, the history of Highbridge is intertwined with the development of the iron and steel industry in the United States. As early as the 1700s, the framework of this little hamlet has already been created by English investors who carved up the rich wilderness of the New World, brimming with iron ore that would be essential to the county's development. Highbridge evolved around the Taylor Wharton Foundry, established in 1742 with the passage of time. However, the borough has lost its farming and foundry roots, evolving into what is other referred to as bedroom community. Just like the lofty trestle from which the Highbridge derived its name, the city now runs the risk of being lost in time, forsaking the resilient character of the immigrants who forged a nation. According to the news release, this book aims to preserve Highbridge's glorious history for future generations. Once again, we talk about legacy and history, and we continue to have it. We continue to try and maintain it. There's times when we have to, and there's times when we have to look past it. It's just the way it goes. But, hey, that sounds pretty cool, looking at and forging a historical book to give you some glimpse into the evolution of Highbridge. And that is going to be out on July 11th, and so celebrate that. That is why that is Vitamin C for today. Put a smile on your face.
sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthday is from the old disc jockey almanac for June 20th, 2016. Man of Steel's Jaden Gould is 18 today. Medium's Maria Lark is 19. Heart of Dixie's Claudia Lee is 20. Juno's Eve Harlow is 27. Superbad cartoon voicist. How to Train Your Dragon, Christopher Mintz Plasse is 27. Gran Torino's Dreama Walker is 30. Brawley Nolte is 30 from Ransom. Kevin Ryan is 32 from Copper. Singer Grace Potter is 33. Curly Sue Allison Porter is 35. She won The Voice not too long ago. Actress in The Haves and The Have Not, Salt. Tika Sumter is 36. Model actress of John Wick, Omar Barnia is 36. Country music singer, God Did Good, Diana Corcoran is 37. Around the World in 80 Days, Natalie Denise Spurl is 38. The A-Team, Quentin Rampage Jackson is 38. Sleepwalk With Me, Mike Verbilia is 38. The Dark Knight Rises, Ronnie Jean Blevins is 39. Rush, An Enemy at the Gates, Tom Wyshecha is 43. American Psycho, Josh Lucas is 45. Queer as Folk, Peter Page is 47. Director of Sin City and Grindhouse, Robert Rodriguez is 48. Writer, actor at Late Night with Conan O'Brien, John Glazer is 48. Moulin Rouge, Nicole Kidman is 49. Miles O'Keefe is 62 from The Blade Master and Tarzan the Ape Man. Raul Ramirez is 63, tennis champion. Actor in Roseanne, John Goodman is 64 today. Singer and songwriter, I heard he lost a lot of weight actually. Singer and songwriter All Night Long, Lionel Richie is 67. The Manchurian Candidate, Tina Sinatra is 68. Zodiac and American Graffiti's Candy Clark is 69. TV handyman Bob Vila is 70. Ann Murray is 71. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys is 74. Frasier and Primal Fear, John Mahoney is 76. Singer-songwriter Jerry Keller is 79. Pro Football Hall of Famer Len Dawson is 81. Leon the Professional and Do the Right Thing, Danny Aiello is 83. Look Who's Talking, Olympia Dukakis is 85. Back to the Future in films, James Tolkien is 85. St. Elsewhere's Bonnie Bartlett is 87. Mission Impossible and Ed Wood, Martin Landau is 88. International Tennis Hall of Famer Pancho Segura is 95 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonshaver.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. And it's time for us to take a quick break. We're going to get Michelle Heide on the line. We'll talk with her in just a minute.
See the rhythm all in them. Life is good. let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Deadly heat and raging wildfires grip the Southwest. Four people dying from the heat in Arizona, where temperatures broke records yesterday. Other states, including California and New Mexico, dealing with an extremely intense heat wave. Donald Trump says profiling should be considered in the wake of the Orlando shooting.
Donald Trump says the United States should consider more racial profiling when it comes to Muslims in America.
Well, I think profiling is something that we're going to have to start thinking about as a country. And it's not the worst thing to do. I hate the concept of profiling, but we have to use common sense. We're not using common sense.
On CBS's Face the Nation, the likely GOP presidential nominee says the U.S. should look at Israel and other countries where they do it successfully. I'm Joe Coman.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are the NBA champions. The Cavs beating the Golden State Warriors last night 93-89. LeBron James named MVP of the series. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's ThoughtfulWomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do with ThoughtfulWomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at ThoughtfulWomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
It's stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out this incredible website, ThoughtfulWomen.org. That's ThoughtfulWomen.org.
Donald Trump says he can win the White House with or without support from top Republicans.
I'm a different kind of a candidate, and you know, Paul Ryan said that. I'm a different kind of a candidate. I think that I win either way. I can win one way or the other.
The likely Republican nominee for president telling NBC's Meet the Press it would be nice if we stuck together. In recent weeks, several Republican lawmakers voicing opposition to Trump's proposal of a temporary ban on Muslim immigration and denounced his comments on the Mexican heritage of that judge that's overseeing his Trump University case. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's got more common ground than not with Donald Trump.
If something is done and said that I don't agree with, that I think puts a bad label on conservatism, then I'm going to speak out on it, as I have. As I will continue to do, and I hope I don't have to keep doing.
Paul Ryan was also on NBC's Meet the Press, and he says he doesn't agree with all the things Trump says or proposes, but says the legislative branch will litigate those things in the future. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, millions of people living in California, Arizona, and Nevada dealing with a triple-digit heat wave. Bianca Hernandez, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix, saying people need to be on the alert.
This is extremely dangerous. When we start seeing temperatures like this, there's a high correlation with heat-related illnesses such as heat stroke.
She says a dome of high pressure, a heat dome in Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Arizona could result in record-setting heat. That could push temperatures in some portions of the desert Southwest to 120 degrees. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect across Southern California, Nevada, and in Arizona. Closing arguments begin today in the latest Freddie Gray-related trial. Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge in connection with the death of Gray, who suffered a severe spinal injury in the back of a police van last year. On Friday, the defense calling on fellow police officer Edward Nero, who testified that Gray was combative with officers and later heard loud banging coming from inside the van. Goodson did not testify. A new center in Los Angeles will help California and other western states provide care for people infected with Ebola. As a California-based Ebola regional treatment center, Cedars-Sinai agreeing to take in patients with severe infectious diseases within 8 hours of notification. The medical center will maintain infectious disease isolation capacity to prevent the spread of microorganisms and have the capacity to treat two Ebola patients at the same time. Along with California patients, the center will treat those from Arizona, Hawaii, Nevada, and U.S. territories in the Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got Michelle Heide from Patent Heide Associates on the phone. And well, last week it was about Britain exiting the European Union. What's going on this week?
Well, yeah, last week there were certainly lots of jitters going on, and everyone felt that that there was a real strong possibility that Brexit could indeed happen.
Yep.
And this morning when I woke up and took a look at the futures, I said, holy moly, what happened over the weekend? And it sounds like based upon the two opinion polls released over the weekend showing that those wanting to stay in the EU, you know, basically have a slim majority against the Leave campaign. Again, you know, we won't know for sure until the 23rd, which is on Thursday, but it looks like people are feeling optimistic that they will not be doing a Brexit, at least this morning. So it'll be interesting to see as we lead up to the 23rd or we lead up to Thursday to see whether or not that changes. But it looks like the latest polls are showing that more people are in favor of them staying in the EU and less in them leaving the EU. That's really the dominant headline this morning. I was trying to see, okay, what else is happening across the globe? Let's see. Tomorrow we have Janet Yellen testifying in front of the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, and then the House of Representatives Committee on Financial Services on Wednesday. Let's see. We have Minneapolis Fed President taking part in a panel discussion in Washington, D.C. to take part in the third symposium on ending too big to fail. so a little bit going on in Fed this week, but mostly just some speaking engagements. And then, as I mentioned, here in the U.S. and here globally, everybody's just focused on the fact that it looks like Britain will not be leaving the EU. Again, we won't know until Thursday, but so far this morning, the futures are up quite a bit. We have the Dow futures up 213, S&P up 27, NASDAQ up 56. In overnight trading, we had the Nikkei up a little over 2%. Shanghai was basically flat. European markets are having a nice little rally. We have the DAX in Germany up over 3.5%. The FTSE and the CAC are both up well over 3% as well. And some of those quote-unquote safe havens have come back a little bit and retreated, you know, versus last week when we were definitely seeing folks looking at paring back on the overall risk within their portfolios. So it's amazing how quickly investor sentiment can change depending upon what the latest news being released is. So so we'll see.
Amazing. As always, I try and correlate what you're talking about with the charts. And back in December, actually it was December 15th, we were exactly at 2,071 on the S&P. There was one, two, three, four peaks all in a row, high, then dropping, just stair-stepping down. So we just hit one of those peaks, the third one before the fourth one, and then we had that big 10% drop. So somebody could say, and that's not the only support, by the way, somebody could say that that is some temporary support that we're bouncing off of as well.
Right.
We'll see. Obviously, if we bounce off of this thing truly, as you say, then yeah, we could be going up. And what's happening then is we're funneling into this floor versus the ceiling. And the ceiling is that big 2128, which is the ultimate high. So we'll see. We've got to make a decision at some point.
Exactly. And I have kind of that decision may not be made until after the election here in the U.S. because I think as we get closer and closer to our election, you know, we'll continue to see some nervousness kicking in because, you're starting to hear and read about the commentary in terms of, okay, if this one is president, if this one, you know, or if this one's president, how it's going to affect not only the markets in general, but each of the sectors, and, you know, it's a guessing game.
Well, you know, it's a great point that you bring up, but the only thing I would say to deter that is I don't know if we, from the market point of view, can wait 5 more months. The range is too small.
Right, yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe if there's something definitive that comes out after the conventions and we start to see maybe some sentiment in the popular vote, that maybe we'll have an answer. But, you're absolutely right. We probably could go through July and August and really not pick up with this again in September, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
How do you make any type of headway with that type of market? Ugh.
Exactly. It's really it's interesting in the sense that there are some sectors that have been quietly doing really well, but the broad based markets in general, depending on which one you're in, it's it's been an interesting market, and I think we'll continue to see that interestingness, at least in the short term.
Very good.
But
wow.
Well, the other news, I didn't want to forget about Finding Dory. Finding Dory reeled in the biggest animated opening ever.
Wow.
I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I think that'll be on our schedule for some point this week. It's funny because talk about feeling old. My niece, who's now 16, I took her to see Finding Nemo when she was a little girl, and when that first came out. And so she's like, Aunt Michelle, we have to, we'll have to go see Finding Dory together. I said, nope, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me how long ago that was. When was Finding Nemo?
So I was going to say, I'm trying to think, because she's 16. That was the first movie we took her to. So she was probably 4, maybe 3. I'm trying to remember.
12 years? Holy cow.
Finding Nemo came out. Yeah.
Wow. It's funny you bring that up, because I was hearing my daughters talk about that as well. They said a lot of kids after graduation, instead of going to project graduation, went to see Finding Dory. And,
right.
And what they said was, it was interesting the way they put it. They said, this is our, I'll use the word series. It's not the right word, but it's their setting. They saw Finding Nemo, and now this is the sequel. And there was almost this obligation because it belongs to their generation.
Right.
Kind of interesting. So yeah, everybody's seen it except you, huh?
Everybody's seen it except for me.
Okay. Well, I didn't see it either, so.
No. Okay.
So I guess there's two of us that'll make it to the theaters at some point.
All right.
So yeah, Finding Dory. I saw Ellen DeGeneres. She was talking it up on her show. So it sounds like it's popular as ever, and it'll be a lot of fun. So cool. So first day of summer, and it's time to stay inside. It is absolutely.
I was gonna say first day of summer, and it sounds like it's certainly going to feel like it.
Yeah, it's August weather in June. It's a code orange, not good for breathing and asthma and stuff like that. So take it easy today. It'll clear out. It's going to get a lot less humid and drier later in the week. So we'll be good.
All right.
Awesome. Well, great to hear your voice again. Thank you for the insight into the markets. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right,
Michelle.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. That'll be tomorrow. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chimber, Redditor.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a rock beat, you can lose it. Any old time. kicks against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, it is Monday, and it's time to speak with Al. Al War, the incomparable Al War. Does it make you feel strange when you hear the incomparable Al War? Al, you there?
Hello? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Sounds like a Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, we just had a little glitch there. So, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I had a beautiful morning, yeah.
Well, it's actually a little hot. We got August already on the first day of summer.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, it'll get better a little bit later on, but...
At least we're not in Phoenix or Tucson.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. It's but it's not a good day to do anything after 10 o'clock today. So get back inside afterwards. I know you're working on your plants, but...
I've been out working in the cool. The cool of the morning is the time to do it.
Yep.
Do yard work, and so that's what I've been doing this morning.
Okay. What's the crop that's coming up right now?
Well, the crop, the tomatoes are blooming, but no tomatoes yet.
Okay. And so you're in a drought right now as far as food, as far as harvest is concerned?
As far as what?
As far as a harvest is concerned, you're in a drought?
Oh, well, not yet. Okay. It takes a while. About the only thing is the herbs, you know, the basil and parsley and stuff like that.
All right. So
they grow no matter what, and it's good to eat the green leaves. I just pinch them off and put them in my mouth as I work.
Okay. Very cool. You keep teaching me all this time. So what are we going to talk about this week?
This week, there is nothing in the summer like ice cream. So I talked to, I don't know, half a dozen places that serve up the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what about them this week? They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. It's one of those. Even in the supermarkets, you find all kind. You find more ice cream than you find fresh vegetables. what does that say about our culture?
Yeah.
If they'd only make ice cream out of parsley and beets, I suppose maybe the sales would go down. I don't know.
Well, have you heard? There's one of the craziest contemporary flavors is vanilla ice cream with jalapenos.
Yeah, they're coming up with all kinds of new things.
Yep.
Jalapenos, one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's all started this craze, you know. So.
Yeah.
Now you can pretty much throw anything in ice cream and go for it. My brother-in-law just bought numerous gallons of Tennessee bourbon ice cream.
Huh? Sounds like a winner to me.
with vanilla with chocolate chips. And it's good. It's very good. Tastes like the pecan pie.
So. Throw a little bourbon in anything and it'll taste good.
There you go. So, all right. So, where should we go for ice cream? Because this is the perfect day to do it.
Well, the Cold Stone Creamery there on Route 202 in the Flemington Mall,
mm-hmm.
is a good place. If you've never been there, they prepare everything on a frozen granite slab.
Right.
And you can mix and match different flavors if you like. And then add all kinds of add-ons, or whatever turns you on. They even have brownies and funnel cakes and chocolate chip cookies that you can put your ice cream on and eat away.
Yeah, no, I like that. A good couple of chocolate chip cookies as an ice cream sandwich is the right way to do it.
Yeah, how about cheesecake and mud pie?
Wow.
It's pretty much endless, you know, with the number of things that you can add. One of the most popular flavors is peanut butter cup perfection, it's called, and another one is banana caramel crunch,
mm-hmm.
which you know, all these things are designed to set your taste buds a tingle.
Right, right. Okay, and that's all at Cold Stone?
Yeah, it's a Cold Stone Creamery there in Flemington.
Now, have you ever been to one of those?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Not that one, but I've been to another one.
Yeah, because you basically pick all you pick the ice cream and you pick all the fillings, and they kind of mix it all right there on the slab.
And they mix it right up there on the Cold Stone.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an interesting marketing concept.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving you a
You can take home prepackaged stuff out of the freezer, or they'll prepare a special cake for you, whatever.
Okay.
Most of these places do all these things, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So the Cold Stone Creamery. Also in Flemington is the Ice Cream Parlor, which is down on South Main, 299 South Main.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Carhart has been around a long time, and her place looks like an ice cream parlor from the 1950s.
Yep.
There's the checkerboard black and white tiles on the floor and the metal chairs with the red cushions.
Yep.
You can relax and do all kinds of things there.
Yeah.
She mentioned some flavors that I had not heard about, but coconut almond and cotton candy. And she has a tiramisu, which I would love to try. I've never had that mm-hmm. as an ice cream.
The coconut almond is almost an homage to the old Good Humor Man. Remember those?
Almond? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I suppose these things, flavor types come and go, I think.
Sure.
And, of course, there are dozens of different chocolate types that...
Yep.
Combine chocolate with different things.
Yep. I had done a report on her last year, and I had learned she also, did she mention this? She actually has like a little camp in the store. She does she does like a summer camp in the store.
Oh, the summer camp thing, yeah. Plus she's doing the Music Under the Stars starts this Thursday.
Okay.
And this is the 23rd. music, and she will be there with ice cream.
Oh, cool.
As well as hot dogs and other things.
So great.
Good time to get introduced to the ice cream parlor.
Yep, yep.
There in Flemington.
Yeah, I thought about the camp. I said, you know, that's like going to heaven, man. You're going to a camp, and you're camping in an ice cream store every day. I don't know.
Somehow it turns the word camp on its head.
Yes. Not exactly.
But it's quite popular. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. All right. So we got the ice cream parlor down there on South Main. Yep. That's a nice little get together. So.
Yeah, right on Main Street at 52 Main is Coco's Cafe and Gelato.
Oh.
Which, that gelato is a different type of ice cream. If you're not familiar with it, it's an Italian thing, and it's lower in fat. Donna Coco runs the place, and she told me that it's lower in fat, and it's held at a higher temperature.
Right.
I don't know the chemistry of all that or what, and it comes in different flavors, of course.
Yeah.
But this is a good place for a milkshake or a cappuccino or gelato cookies. She also has paninis and salads for people to go in for a quick lunch or whatever.
Yeah, she imported those machines from Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're telling me it's healthy ice cream, right? Right? You're telling me it's healthy?
Oh, anything to do with ice cream is healthy. I guarantee it.
Right.
When I was young on the dairy farm, my mother used to mix up milk and cream and eggs and sugar and put it in a big pot and set it on the stove and tell me to stand there and stir it constantly until it thickened into a custard, and then she would add vanilla and peaches or whatever. And my sister and I would make it on the hand-cranked ice cream churn. Those are some memories that have stuck with me throughout my life.
Yep. Wow.
But these places like Coco's that make their own in-house, they're around, but they're not, I shouldn't say they're rare, but they're unusual.
Mm-hmm.
In that they make their own, as opposed to what you find in the supermarket, which is bought from some of the creamery.
Sure. All right, so we got Coco's. Where else are we going?
J.J. Scoops. We can't talk about ice cream without mentioning J.J. Scoops and Clinton there at number 1 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's another old-fashioned ice cream shop.
Yep.
The many, many flavors of ice cream and frozen yogurt and soft serve and shakes and malts and smoothies and floats and egg creams, which, by the way, does not contain any egg. Italian ices they have, all kinds of cakes and so forth. So this is a full serve place. She told me that one of the popular flavors is sweet and salty caramel pretzel, which sounds intriguing. I'll have to stop in and try that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with caramel has got to be intriguing.
All right. Wow. So I'm learning more.
They also have a patio. You can sit on their patio and enjoy your ice cream or milkshake or whatever you're having. And during the summer, the Clinton Bookstore holds book signings on this patio. So you might run into a book signing, or if you want to attend one of them, call the Clinton Bookshop and see what their schedule is, or go on their website, and they'll hold book signings during the summer on J.J. Scoop's patio, which they're not that far apart there.
All right, bring plenty of napkins so you don't get the ice cream on the books. That would help.
Yeah. So. There's a new place, relatively new, in Sargentsville on the Rosemont Rancos Road there, Nina's Waffles and Ice Cream. This is not a new operation. They started in Pennsylvania, and they have several places in New Hope and Doylestown, and now in Princeton and in Sargentsville, which they make, I talked to Heather Lacey, And she says that they make over 100 different flavors, all handcrafted, all small batch, and all with natural ingredients. And you can get it on a Belgian waffle, which they make their own dough for the Belgian waffle. So you can have your ice cream on a waffle, or you can have something else on a waffle. They have other soups and salads. And also, they have a barbecue lunch and dinner